I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I was going to sing a song. Last night I was lying in bed and I was thinking of a song I was going to sing to you for the intro, and I've forgotten it now.
I was upset when you said for the intro. I was just lying in bed thinking of a song I was going to think to sing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do that anyway, but I can't remember what it was. It was going to be another one, because last week, was 2 weeks ago? When did we record the last episode?
Who knows?
I was like, I sang, I've been waiting for a plum like you, but I've done that now.
Well, old news. Here is, we're currently sponsored by both Coca-Cola and Pimm's.
Ooh, that's ice cold. The taste of summer. You've been kissed by a Coke.
It may be May. Yeah, and this is the home improvement episode of 1990s Problems, your one-stop shop for all things to do with
190-90-0.
Your one-stop shop for manual
numbers. How's it going, Ali? You all right?
I'm all right. I'm really in tune with Tim the Toolman Taylor.
You mean you're a misogynistic man?
Yeah, I like barking at people on the
street. You've got like a utility belt on right now.
I do.
And no shirt on.
And it's slung quite low around the waist.
I like that.
You can see my...
I can see your spanner.
Yeah, all sorts.
Oy, oy.
Yeah, I just felt growing up that I wanted to be Tim.
That's good, that.
I just wanted to be like him.
Yeah, I think he's a cool guy until you're old.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You're old enough to
realize. When you were young, you were like, this guy's pretty funny, and he's a nice guy, and he's good to his kids.
His kids are a bit annoying.
A bit too attractive. I remember
they're
being
all beautiful.
They're like perfect little kids being perfect.
They look like they're from a catalogue.
Yes, they did. Like they ordered them online, except that online those days would be... It would have taken ages. Home Improvement, if you don't already know, which of course you do because you click play on the Home Improvement episode of 1990s Problems.
You're streaming it, you're downloading it. It doesn't matter what you're doing, you're listening, and we're in your ears.
We're in your brain. Yeah, it's of course about Tim the Chillman Taylor, played by Tim Allen. and he hosts his own TV show, kind of this cable show, which is
Tool
sponsored...
Tool Time!
Which is sponsored by the fictional tool company Binford Tools.
Yeah.
He was once a salesman for them, and he's very good at the patter, but he's not very good at the actual, you know, making
shit happen.
He's not good at
the yourself bit.
So he can sell it, but he can't really do it. But it doesn't matter because he's got his friend Al...
Who knows his shit?
Who's his co-host?
Al's a great guy.
There's this girl that helps him.
There's a few girls.
The Tool Time girls. Originally Pamela Anderson in the first
two seasons. That was the start of her TV career.
And then she went, you know what? There's this other show I'm doing called Baywatch, which is beyond popular.
Yeah.
But I say beyond popular. Home Improvement in its third season was the most watched show in the US.
That's amazing.
And in the same year, Tim Allen had a number one book, which was called Don't Stand Too Close to a Naked Man. And... a number one box office movie, The Santa Claus.
Great
where, of
film.
Course, as you remember, he accidentally becomes Sander. Sander?
Adam Sandler. He becomes Adam Sandler.
He accidentally becomes Happy Gilmore.
That's weird.
In a crossover twist.
It is a weird film.
No one saw it coming.
I don't see that.
Anyway, back home, outside of this meta TV show.
Detroit.
Within a TV show.
He's a Canadian.
He's Canadian?
Tim Allen.
Is he?
Look it up. I think Tim Allen's Canadian.
Look it.
Because he's Home Improvement set in Detroit, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Which now would be really depressing because it's sort of a completely run down level. It's like a lot of high level
like,
unemployment.
It's a big like petrol head like community where cars and tools are made. But right now it's
but
where
now
people
it's
are
just
a
where
bit...
where there's vast amount of unemployment and poverty, and it's not really a great time.
It's not a good tool time.
It's not a good tool time,
and it's just not a good time. But still, back
Tim
in the early '90s, because this started, just to be clear, in 1991 and ended in 1999. It was 8 seasons long. It boasts 204 episodes.
Great.
reportedly, Tim, the Tool Man Taylor himself, Tim Allen, was paid $1.25 million per episode in the
The final season, yeah.
And he, of course, was doing 20 a pop. So that's incredible.
That's a lot of dough. That's a lot of cash money.
It's
a
huge amount of
cash. He's from Denver, Colorado, which is in the United States of America. I don't know where I got Canada from.
A lot of good comedians are.
Can only apologize.
Jim Carrey, all those sorts.
Yep.
He's got wife Jill. He's portrayed
Jill, she's cool.
Patricia Richardson plays her. And the kids we mentioned are like Brad, Randy, and
Mark. They've got such American names.
And they've all got like triple-barreled names, the actual actors. Zachary Ty Bryan, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and Taron Noah Smith.
One of the lads left, didn't he?
Yes, in the later seasons, he toddled off and realized that maybe he was like,
I'm too big for this. I'm too big for this. I've improved.
And of course, there's the best named character in the history of sitcoms is in this show. Next door neighbor, yep. Wilson, he's known as.
Wilson.
His full name is Wilson W. Wilson Jr. And I only discovered he was called Wilson W. Wilson.
W.W. Jr.
And the joke
www.jr. Yeah.
Is that he's always offering advice like, you know, being a man, Tim, is all about going ho, 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 and playing with tools.
That's right.
He only ever showed the top of his face from over the fence next door.
Yep.
But there's an episode where they go to a hockey game.
Well, that's the joke, isn't it?
Or a basketball
every
game.
Time.
And he wins.
That's the running
big check, you know, when you win a check.
And it covers
the spotlight
face.
And it covers his face.
That's the joke, though. If you watch any number of episodes, any time.
Wherever he goes.
Because you're like, oh, shit! And it's like, ah, ha, ha, that table's covering him. Or like the menu. You'll see him at a restaurant and he'll be like, the menu's up to his nose and he'll wave across and you're like, yes, that's great.
Hey, Tim. Hey, good Tim. To see you there. But they say, and the check goes out to Wilson W. Wilson Jr. And I just went, yes, that's comedy.
That's great.
And of course, the show was, I say of course, you may not know this, it was based on the stand-up comedy of Tim Allen.
Yeah.
He wasn't the biggest guy in the stand-up comedy biz, but
nope.
Big enough to get his own pilot. And
bring him in.
They thought, like, bro, bang him in, let's see how it goes. And it has, as we've alluded to just earlier, a slightly horrible sensation of misogyny.
Just a bit. It's lads, isn't it?
It's a bit lads. It's a bit uni lad.
Yeah, it is. It's like uni lad. It's bros. They're all bros.
But in my head, I think it's what makes the show weird.
But it's got an everyman quality.
Yes, it's everyman rather than like hyper masculine. Because
he's
Mr. like grunty, dog woofy twat bag, right? But
yeah.
He's also kind of taking the piss out of that at the same time.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
And he's...
Because he's a bit of an idiot.
Yeah, he's...
What's this fucking asshole doing, ruining our podcast?
There's this guy called Chris Hewitt, who's been on the podcast
before.
He's
a funny guy, huh? Look at this
and
guy,
he's
huh?
pressing his face against the
What's
window.
What's he doing?
And,
he's coming in. We're live on air.
Some comedy coming.
we
didn't order any
on
comedy.
The
podcast was cancelled, Chris is saying.
I didn't know.
No.
Yeah. They
ordered comedy instead. Yeah.
Is that why they brought you in?
What's the show this week?
It's Home Improvement.
Home Improvement.
Good.
Could you do your best? Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It went up at the end there. Melodic.
What he did there?
Through the window, that was the neighbor.
He was
oh,
doing
I
Wilson.
Oh, I see what he did there.
He was
yeah,
Wilson
yeah,
through
yeah.
the window of our.
As if you knew.
Booth.
That's clever, man.
So, good luck with the pod.
Well, thanks, man.
You were
Take
genuinely
care.
A lot like Wilson there. Thank you. See you, Chris.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye, neighbor. So yeah, we've got Home Improvement. Really easy. Totally basic stuff. Bit
yep.
sexist. Thoughts.
I agree. It's just I remember, like Tim Allen. I've listened to his stand-up, and I think it's like it's
pedestrian.
No, it's funny, but it is also. I think, the thing is, I listened to it after Home Improvement, so I was like...
Interesting.
Oh.
Because you'd expect it to be edgier, because this is very ABC.
But it's not, it's all like... It is the,
I was
it's
installing
like,
my washing
how
machine.
How about them? How about that? You know, it's like, ooh, we know what it's like, man, don't we? And it's like lots of that. It's like, you know what it's like, guys. And all the guys are like, yeah. And it's like, you know what it's like, ladies. And they're like, yeah. It's just that for like 45 minutes.
Has anybody ever noticed the difference between men and women?
Yeah, he's like, oh, the thing is, you're home late and your wife's like, meh, meh. And you come home and your wife's like that, and you're like, ugh. He does
you're
a
like,
lot of like.
I just want to order pizza, and she's like, you better eat your greens.
He kept
doing that thing, you know, when you got a puppet on your hand, and
I can imagine it,
and you clap your hand together like that. In the show, he kept referring to his wife Jill and going, meow 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 meow.
He is like the American equivalent of like, oh, the missus won't like that.
Her indoors.
Oh no. Her indoors.
Ball and chain.
Fucking horrible thing. Her indoors. Yeah.
Could you give us, because we always forget to do this, we play at the end, could you give us like the intro? Because yeah, first of
well,
all,
there's several of them.
The opening theme.
It's got like a Nine Inch Nails kind of like industrial vibe to it.
It's amazing, but it reminds me a lot of Sledgehammer, the music video of a Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
You know that one, Peter
Gabriel.
Yeah,
it does, actually, it's not.
And it's full of his noises, the
It's got a great like video game. There's one that's, we've got the theme from every season. Okay.
Here it comes. There's lots of whistling, lots of sax, all sorts.
Okay, just crank the volume. That's one of my favourite things I like to talk about. So what you heard there was Tim Allen go, right? That means there was a day a television company paid for a recording studio and they're like, Tim, can you come in to do the sound effects and the intro of Home Improvement? He's like, yeah, no worries. That means there's a mic was set up in a recording booth. Tim Allen walked in and the track was playing, and he was like riffing on it. Because this is 1991, so probably you're not going to sample it. They probably laid it down. They're like, not that take. So that means there's several times that Tim just had to go,
what would the
over and over.
Takes?
I don't know.
I reckon they
Tim, it's a little too gruff, that one.
No, higher.
It's like, go right into the falsetto, Tim. Use the whole vocal range. You're doing warm-ups. Yeah, it's one of those things that I always think. Like, you know, if you listen to like what's that band LMFAO,
yes,
you know them. Yeah, that song that goes, oh wiggle 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 wiggle. That means that those dudes had to go into a recording studio and record that. They're like, stop, no, it's not quite on time with the beat. And then they had to play it because they would have played it to a what you call it,
microphone,
backing track. No, not back, a click.
Yep.
Industry terms now.
Nice.
Talk about music industry.
Because you got a band, right?
Yeah, I'm in a band.
Yeah, cool.
We record to back a click so we stay in time because
right,
we're not
yeah.
very good. And it goes beep 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 beep, so that means that you had to go beep 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 beep. He had to count in. He was like,
I remember thinking one, this thought two. During you know when Spice Girls just arrived and
Spice Up
and Mel B Sing, like the Mel scary B. one when she was said, you know, no, when you do zigga zigga,
yeah,
zigga zigga, I want a zigga zigga.
Yeah, again, like some just, producer like was just, like, ooh.
I wonder if you've opened a can of Coke.
Yeah, zig a zig. Just do this, zig a zig. Yeah. You don't do that when you open the can, though. That would be weird. You open it after you've taken a sip.
Absolutely right.
But otherwise, unless you're like, I don't know.
You were some kind of like,
do you do that when you
genius.
Let me open this bottle of water.
Do
see
I go?
What happens. I'm going to open the lid now. I wouldn't go, now. I'd be like, because she's faked it, hasn't she?
Basically,
because I'm gonna take a drink now.
He's doing it.
Yeah, now it's natural.
Natural,
but I couldn't just open the bottle and go. That'd be
wrong.
It's like faking an orgasm. It's like faking thirst.
It's like pretending to be a dog on national TV to make yourself more masculine.
That's way more feminine than I thought.
It really is.
Because that goes right.
The is actually quite like falsetto, like you say. But the grunting on Tim the Toolman Taylor, the TV
that's
show.
That's his fans. They love it.
Yeah, because he'd say something like her indoors, and they'd go, ooh, 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 including the women. There'll be women, like, it wasn't just, like, men in the studio. It was, like, all sorts. And they were all going, yeah, too right. Always telling us what to do. But I just want to point out just how huge Home Improvement was at the time.
Go on.
Because, like I say, it was preposterously big. So big.
How big?
That there was a tie-in SNES game.
What?
And the tie-in SNES game, I want to get the title right.
Oh, my God. Because in the intro, they're playing, like, it looks like a bit like a computer game.
A little bit.
For a bit, because one of the kids is playing it.
The game is called Home Improvement.
Yep.
Power Tool Pursuit.
And it that is, sounds fucking amazing.
It is a platform game where you play Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah.
You are armed with a nail gun, which fires obviously nail bullets. Blowtorch.
That
sounds
dangerous.
Which is actually a flamethrower.
Who do you kill with these bullets?
And this weird wave. Ah, here's the crazy shit that you do. Mummies. Not Why as in they... like women. But mummies, as in like
that would
ancient,
be like the most,
ancient Egyptians.
That's how sexist it is. It's like he just gets a nail gun and he just kills wives. He's like, fuck oh, these women. They come home for dinner. Dead.
You haven't eaten your vegetables.
get the fuck out. The bathroom's leaking again. Come on, darling.
So yeah, he runs around firing at dinosaurs,
sure.
Mummies, robots, you name it, beasties.
The Beastie
Bugs.
Boys.
Yeah, takes out all 90s Beastie Boys.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a game that exists. And when you die, and I want to show this to you to your face because it's so insane. When you die, there is a picture of...
How did you find this?
On the internet. There's a picture of Tim the Toolman Taylor, his bloodied corpse on the floor, lying just like there, comatose, dead, blood everywhere.
Has he got nails coming out of him?
And there is Al, his best friend... saying his catchphrase.
I don't think so, Tim.
I don't think so, Tim. Standing.
That is dark.
And it's an,
a
it's
pool
a
of red.
It's a gif of, or gif of Al's head going left to right over his corpse, just tutting.
I don't think
tutting.
So, Tim. What
That's
prick,
a level
Al
of
is.
Quite adult humour. Quite grisly.
Can we... I'm going to look for this because you can get like emulators, can't you?
You can get emulators. Apparently, it's notoriously bad. It's apparently just so like...
It's like that pro... Have you watched that thing about Atari and the E.T.?
The one that was buried into a...
Into a landfill.
Exactly.
The Home Improvement
Check it
game.
Out.
Was it Disney?
Yes, ABC owned all of the rights to this. It's... and also, because Tim Allen is such a big deal in Disney, that's how he got the role... In
Santa
part,
Claus.
Santa Claus. And Klaus. There are obviously three movies for that. And he is, of course, Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story 1, 2, 3, and the upcoming 4.
Roads where we're going, we don't need roads. It's Toy Story, isn't it?
No, that's Back to the Future.
No. Oh, never mind. Dang, dang,
dang, dang, dang, dang, dang, still, he'd have made a great Doc Brown. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, so that's just how huge it was. It even had its own computer game. And... It just, I think, allowed families to be casually sexist and
allowed. It was just like, that was happening, man.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
It's the 90s.
Yeah, everyone was doing a bit of it.
Do what you want.
But it also, the show, let's talk more about the show within the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I used to enjoy show within the show more than
the
show.
Yeah, because he quite a cushy job, that, isn't it, really? I can't think of any other TV presenters that were good at something, but bad at something.
Jeremy Clarkson,
but he was like, what did he do before Top Gear?
He just wrote about cars, I'm guessing. I don't know. That's such a good question. He's a journalist, Jeremy Clarkson. But anyway.
Well, strong word, but yeah.
He would always start the show with something like, here's a tool girl, and it would always be, today is our salute to steamrollers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they'd
it's
be like.
It's our salute to tanks. Ooh. And there was an episode where
there was a salute to tanks.
And they raced each other in tanks.
Yeah.
There was another episode where they bring on a Scottish guy, which I thought you'd love.
Yeah, I love Scottish.
And then they
people.
End up going to Highland Games.
I think I've watched that. I remember that because it's mildly offensive.
And everyone's doing the most ropey Los Angeles Scottish. Like, it's so
hey,
Los Angeles.
Hey, what do
Scottish.
You mean, man?
Hello, I am from Scotland. I'm going to do the Keeber toss. That, like, it's technically Scottish, but it's not at all. And of course, you see. Good old Tim trying to toss a caber and it goes straight through a car door.
Great.
Out the other side.
I quite enjoyed that. Because you know I'm not a fan of slapstick. We talked about it in Keenan and Kel.
We talked about that at length, yeah.
I think it's like lazy comedy for me.
Except when the genius Tim Allen's doing
it.
But
there is something about... even though every episode he does it, There's something, because let me think about it for a second. It's not like with Keenan they're like, we're just stupid all the time. Like, Tim the Toolman Taylor thinks things through. He's like, this is going to be great. He's got a lot of faith in it. So he doesn't think like, oh, I'm going to mess this up. So every time he does...
He's not a goofball.
No, he's not a goofball. He's kind of the straight man, but he's not. So funny things happen to him, right?
He's pompous, and yeah, things happen to him.
He thinks he's really good at everything. So that was always the thing, is like, Al would always be like, so all you need to do is, he's like, blah, 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 I'll do this.
He always said, more power.
Yes, right.
And so he goes, the regular basic Binford model allows you to drill a hole into a wall at this speed.
This is the
super mega drill 6100, which has 4,000 million horsepower and the drill bit the size of your house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's like, oh.
Yes, that's it. The laugh. The dirty laugh.
I found it, though.
You found the Capertoss episode.
The Home Improvement Scottish Highland Games. Let me just look. Well, let's zoom.
I think we need to find a scene as well, if we could, of him testing out a tool.
Yeah, here we go. This is going to be... Let's get like a clip up.
Los Angeles, Scottish here.
This music, somebody's put this in their YouTube. Yeah, I bet this has got some fucking gold comments.
Cleans up his little mess. Let me tell you about next week's show.
My little mess?
I think we both learned an important lesson today. Never slam the casement window shut until your co-worker's completely removed his head. Anyway, when you work like a man, it's also important to learn to play like a man. Because after all work and no play makes you just like Al. Well, this weekend there'll be plenty of men playing at the Detroit area Scottish Highland Games. And we've invited a gentleman down here at Tool Time to tell us all about it. Please welcome Mr. Agnes McLeod. Welcome to the show, Agnes.
That's Angus, not Agnes.
The skirt threw me off a little bit.
Actually, Tim, lots of very masculine men wear skirts.
I bet they all find you very attractive, Al.
I should point out, Timmy, it's not a skirt. It's a Scottish kilt.
See there, it's a kilt, not a skirt.
And this weekend, Tim and I will be participating in the Highland Games to promote Project Literacy. And what a time we'll have. There'll be jumping, drumming, sheepdog demonstrations and the cable toss.
The cable toss?
Aye. It's part of the Scottish track and field. You grab a big log, you hold it at this, you get a running start and throw it end of it in so it lands in a straight line.
Another fine sport from the people who brought you golf.
It takes a lot of skill and strength.
Zing.
Could you please tell me more about where he's from in Scotland?
Yeah, he's from, America.
Yeah, I think in the part of Scotland he's from is New Jersey. It takes a lot of skill and strength. Instead of a caber, he says, you pick up a lock.
A log?
First of all, you mean a log. And second of all...
You pick up a log.
Oh, you pick up a big log?
Aye.
So they often did these out-of-studio games. There was one where they had a lawnmower race-off.
And good.
There's a whole episode of Tim putting in essentially like a massive sports car engine into his lawnmower. And guess what happens when he tries it out?
Hilarious is...
He accidentally leaves it in reverse gear.
He goes flying through there's a lot of stuff, like a lot of holes and everything.
He would like knock through holes, blast holes through the door.
Yeah.
There's one famous quote unquote episode where there's a snake in the house, and despite being masculine.
Now hold on, there's not a snake in his boots.
No. There's a snake in my
Toy
boots.
Story.
That is of course Back to the Future.
That's right, my mistake.
Yeah, we go. So he's got a snake and it goes into his shirt and he's scared of that, whatever.
Look out.
And it was the show was essentially just puncturing his masculinity, which is why in my head it wasn't so sexist.
Well, yeah, but you listen to it now. I mean, it's one of those things. It's like...
There's a fine line.
You get offended by it if you want. You get offended by everything, really. Not everything.
You get offended by this. Like
absolutely.
You could be offended by your fake Scottish accent.
Yeah. Cable toss.
Cable toss.
You know what it sounds like? He sounds like on SNL when the guy that did the impression of Sean Connery.
Oh, yes.
That's what he sounds like. You, Trebek.
Trebek, you piece of shit.
Yeah, it's that. But yeah, I mean, like, not to sound like sort of one of those people that's like, you get political correctness gone mad, isn't it?
Oh yeah, am I right? Her and Dawes is always going on about political correctness.
It is a bit.
It is a bit.
But, you know.
Also, different time. You have to.
You put it into context. It's not. It's just like, it's just men being men. It's a whole, you don't understand why it was so successful. Because it was like, middle America. It's like, this is a guy that was, all men love power tools. Look, women love power tools as well.
I don't like DIY, but I love power tools. Who doesn't?
They're great.
Nail guns, great. Yeah. Staplers.
Shooting them right through a mummy.
Does staplers count?
A staple gun, not a stapler.
Yeah.
That's just like stage. That's something like Al would like. They'd be like, yeah. Oh.
Here's my array of hole punches.
Yeah, yeah.
They always had a little line about like, it's Al Borman putting the bore back into boring.
Yeah. It's poor Al.
Yeah, poor Al.
No spoilers, but how does it end for Al? Does it end? Well, I can't remember.
Frankly, it's one of the shows that the only real difference was the fact that the kids got older.
Yeah.
There was one storyline where Jill, and this was a kind of a positive write-on thing, said, you know what, I'm not happy with my job and we're successful enough with your job. That I want to become a psychologist.
That's right.
And that's a good thing, and that's great.
But Tim didn't get it.
He didn't really get it. And
he's
and
like, what? Brune.
Tim's the kind of guy that has a problem with his pecker, or his peeper, or his, as he called it, his man land. So he has to go to a urologist, right? So
right.
Shit happens, he has to go.
Get it checked out.
And then it turns out that Dr. Cartwright say, she's only a woman.
Oh, nightmare.
And he says,
What does she know?
About my man land.
About the man land.
And she goes, what, is it a theme park now?
It's good. I like that.
It is good.
Man land's great.
To be fair, my body is a wonderland.
So. John Mayer said that.
He did, yeah.
Tim the Toolman Taylor probably liked John Mayer.
Your body is a... yeah, he's that kind of guy. And I mean, is that sexist? I think a man saying that he doesn't want a woman looking at his...
It's just like, it's a lad show, isn't it?
Lads,
but there's a lot. It's done very well, and it is funny.
It is funny.
It's not like fucking
Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, or Dinosaur, which is super duper. We'll talk. We'll go do an episode on it at some point. But like, it is painful.
Really painful.
But I remember watching it. I was like, I used to love this. No, I love the idea of it.
Yeah,
but we'll talk about that another time.
Home Improvement, I think it's difficult to really have a go at because it's so straight down the middle of the road. The jokes all work.
Yeah.
They're actually all lovable characters. You know, Tim's a lovable character. Jill's great.
Kids are a bit annoying, but kids are annoying.
Yeah, and they have to be because they need to be. There needs to be some
bratty kind
of dynamic momentum. If everyone was just a bit like,
Al's always like, come on.
Sensible.
The joke. I feel like there's some episodes where Al's like gets a bit upset.
He does get a bit upset. He would often be like, he was the guy that says to Tim,
he's a sensitive soul.
You can't talk to me that way.
I like that though.
And then Jill would say, this is why, and this he'd learn a thing. And
woman out, huh?
Yeah.
Just patch up the mess, the man made.
But honestly, the popularity of the show is off the chain. By the way, the guy who played Al is called Richard Kahn, or Ken, and he's appeared in Tim Allen's new TV show.
Go on.
Which is called, let me get this right, it's a very similar premise. He plays the marketing director of an outdoor sports company.
Oh, yes.
It's like keeping it above ground or...
I remember the one I've saw... Because while you did extensive research, I also did...
Some research.
Extensive research.
Here's a fun trivia fact.
Go on!
In Germany, the series title is Hormalver der Hammert, which means listen who's hammering. An allusion to the German title of the movie Look Who's Talking. Would you watch a show called Listen Who's Hammering?
Yes, absolutely.
I certainly would.
That sounds like something you'd probably get in sort of like a more of a doc sort of red light district show.
It is a bit.
Listen
Who's Hammering.
Do you want to listen to Who's Hammering?
Here's another fun fact. Ashley Judd, do you know that actress?
Yeah, I think so.
If you saw a picture of her, you recognize her.
The Judster.
She originally auditioned for and won the title role of the first Tool Girl, Lisa the Tool Girl. So this is the assistant that helps Hal and Tim on the show. And her agent urged her to pursue movies instead of this television career.
She's like,
and she pulled out days before the original pilot was set to be taped, resulting in the casting of Pamela Anderson and rewriting the entire script.
Rewriting history.
Because the last minute change required alterations to the script so much, because Lisa was a major character, which makes so much more sense that you'd have like a female presence on the show.
Yeah. And they ended up doing that. They got that back in after Pammy, let's say,
Miss
left.
Anderson. Yeah, Debbie.
She left.
Yeah, the new one.
And then they got the other one, because by the end of it, she was like a main... She had her own storyline. She wanted to have a kid.
Yeah, and she was like actually a proper actress. No offense to Paola, but she's
Paola,
a really...
Paola, we wish her a lot of luck, as we do all.
We all do. All of the people actors. That we talk about disparagingly.
Yeah,
we're good fun. There was also, by the way, in 2003...
Yep.
So the show ended in 1999. But in 2003, they had a reunion. And that's because, to quote Tim Allen himself, I want to do this whilst you're old enough to remember, you're young enough to remember who I am, and I'm not so old that I've forgotten what I've done.
Right.
So just 4 years after it ended, they got back together.
What did they do?
And they did a live stage show.
What was it called?
It was called...
Look Who's Hammering.
It was called... Look and Listen Who's Hammering. No, it was called Home Improvement, A User's Guide.
Okay.
And the joke always was that men don't need instructions. And in fact, in the game, Tool Time Pursuit or whatever,
yeah,
it gave you no instruction of what buttons meant what. And it said when you went to the guide of what to press on the buttons, yeah, it goes, real men don't need instructions.
You know that there was some like guy that was just fucking furious when he got that. Like, he was like, I'm stuck on this level. I'll have a look, see if there's anything.
I can't shoot this dinosaur on the eye any more times.
I can't get the nail gun to connect with this mummy on this pitfall level.
This robotic
Al just
mummy.
Keeps peering everywhere. What the fuck's Al doing?
He keeps going to the menu, shaking like, his head.
What do you mean there's no instructions? I have to read them.
It makes a lot of sense.
This... I used to read the instructions. Did you?
Well, yeah, to Digimon. Yeah, big time.
Digimon, Digimon Monsters. No, just to everything.
Well, yeah, I remember being so bored at the time Home Improvement was on. Remember that age of being about like 7, 8, 9, 10, even up to about 14, you were so
That's
bored.
Quite 7 years. Yeah, you were bored for 7 years.
When you were young, there was no internet. Like, life was just incredibly dull all
I remember,
the time.
I can remember the times I went on the internet when I was young.
Yeah, so good.
Like, my dad let me go on dial-up. Be like, yeah, go on then.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. And then going on as many, trying to go on as many pages as possible, hoping that they would cache, so you could go back to them later.
Clever. That's really clever.
Yeah, thank you.
Why didn't I think of that?
Because you're not fucking smart like me.
That's fair. But in this reunion show...
I always went on the Pokemon website.
In 2003.
Yeah.
They brought Debbie back and they brought everyone back and it was...
Everyone's back.
And it was essentially...
Wilson. Was Wilson in?
Wilson was actually, and this is a sad part of the story, was terminally ill. The character, the actor who plays him. And he just did voiceover.
Oh.
Which kind of makes sense. That works.
Well, yeah, fitting as well.
Yeah, it was fitting in its own way. And he introduced clips of, for example... So there's a series of clips of just Tim electrocuting himself. And Tim Allen is so good at... By the end of the show, he was so good at looking like he'd just been electrocuted that I was going, actually, has he been electrocuted? There's one where he takes half a potato and then says, this, of course, can conduct electricity as much as skin or whatever. And so Al goes, just to prove it, we're going to put the potato onto the thing. And then, of course, Tim does it before he's meant to.
His hair goes all big.
And then he does that thing where he walks out the room staggering, picks up his jacket, swings it over
Kills
his shoulder,
over.
And then waddles his way out and then falls out.
Yeah, that's great.
It's quality content.
You can't beat that.
I do recommend it. It's on a... If you're into this episode of the show...
You're into it. Are you feeling it?
It's worth watching. It's 45
are you vibing?
Minutes long. It's probably available on VHS on eBay as well.
You can get it on DVD.
I don't know whether you can get the reunion.
Oh, the reunion.
Yeah, the DVDs are all a bit basic. And you do have 204 episodes to chug through.
But it's all pretty good. It's a bit like Seinfeld. Well, Seinfeld's not all pretty good.
Well, Seinfeld's fantastic, but also has terrible episodes. I think this was all just... We haven't watched enough of them, let's be honest. To say... It didn't have terrible ones. But from the ones that we've kind of dragged our eyes over... They've all just got good, solid jokes. They're 19
jokes,
minutes
comedy.
Long.
In, out.
Bish, bash, bosh.
It's great.
So, I guess, let's go back to when you watched this. Was when we?
Yeah, I remember watching this in the...
When you were younger.
This is one of the shows, actually, it's funny enough, that I remember being... I remember watching it on TV when I was a kid. What channel was it on in the UK?
I believe it was on Channel 4.
Was it?
I think it was like waiting for The Simpsons to come on.
Right. But that wasn't on Channel 4.
That was BBC 2.
It was on Channel 4.
Simpsons. On Channel 4.
Oh, no. Channel 4 took The Simpsons.
That's right.
Later on. I'm confusing it.
Careful.
But I do think it was on adverts because it had those ungainly advert breaks. With some 20-minute shows, it would just be halfway through a scene or the scene just about ends. And then it would be...
That mental thing in America. One of the mental things in America. That they add, there's adverts between the end of the show and the credits.
Yeah, and the title as well.
I never got that.
I never got it.
Why would you do that? I mean, I understand why from a financial incentive, but...
It's rubbish. But you'd have the cold open, which would kind of set up the show. Yeah. Then you'd have the intro music. Gong. Then you'd have an advert.
Yeah.
And then you go back to the show. And then again, when your show's this popular, you just want to milk every single last buck out of it. Another fun fact for you.
Go on.
Ready for it?
Hit me.
This is the last US broadcast network sitcom to be videotaped. So on video.
Which is the last?
It was the last one. In 1999, they didn't do it anymore. It was like digital.
So this is to tape.
To tape. To tape. Also, the film was the show was originally conceived under the name Hammer Time, which is a reference to...
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer. And that would also be the name of the show that he was in, which is a bit confusing. So the show would be called Hammer Time. And the show that Tim the Two Man Taylor hosted in the show was also called Hammer Time. But they changed it Tool Time to avoid the MC Hammer connection. And then they changed the main show to Home Improvement because they didn't want to confuse the viewers, which makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Also, the person who played Jill Taylor was originally played by a different actress in the original, like, sketchy pilot.
Right.
But they said that this actress, Frances Fisher, made the character of Jill too whiny and desperate.
Ugh.
And I was thinking, if I read the first script and you weren't a good actress...
Shut up, you broad.
You'd probably just read and go, yeah, if I were his wife, I'd probably feel pretty fucked off by it.
Yeah, because it's like...
a lot of the time. They needed a character or somebody who's willing to really love Tim.
Yeah.
In the first episode, he blows up the dishwasher.
He blows everything's blown up all the time.
He finds a hole out the back of her.
And he never gets anyone. He never gets anyone in to fix it because he says he'll fix it himself, doesn't he?
That's right, because he's Tim the Two Man Taylor, babe.
This is it.
Absolutely.
I found a lot. There's a one here. It's got 14,000 views. Home Improvement best clip. I'm just gonna play it.
Oh, I like this.
We promised a wood snipping demonstration by our own Al Dare to be Dull Borland. Blindfold in place, Al?
Yes, it is, Tim.
Okay, step in position there. Ready?
Yes.
Aim, fire! Just checking if you're breathing, Al. That's all I'm doing. As you can see, I've got our three samples of wood laid out on the workbench. I will hand them to Al one at a time, and he claims he can tell us what type of wood it is just by smelling it.
So we
shall see. Blindfolded.
Al Borland? The
long blocks of wood.
Name that wood.
He sniffs it.
Tim, that's hickory.
He pulls up a label on the front of the wood, and it does say, indeed, hickory.
Can you believe it, ladies? This man's single.
He was.
Second sample.
This is a long sale, but I'm looking forward to the payoff. Wood.
Next wood.
Cedar. Ha, wait. Western red cedar.
Correct. I think I like Al because he was such a jovial nerd.
Yeah.
You almost messed that one up, Al.
Well, I'm fighting off a cold, Tim.
He was always right. All the time.
Should be a little bit more difficult to discern, Al.
He's taking his shoes off and he's putting one of his socks.
I'd have to take a big old whiff of this thing to figure out what it is.
Onto the block of wood.
Well, I'm up
so
to the challenge,
the
Tim.
Exact bit where he'll sniff
I certainly
will be
hope
his
so, Al.
Smelly old sock. The audience is
Al
loving this.
Borland, name that wood. Oh.
Well, it's a hardwood from the Pacific Northwest. And
take another sniff.
Well, it's this particular piece seems to have some type of a fungus.
Al's so clever, he knows what's going on.
It's great. Let me and he keeps...
There's more.
Drops on his turn, doesn't he?
He drops the block Classic. Of wood out of his hand because it's such a fragrant
There's
smell.
There's 13 comments on that, let me...
And it lands on his now shoeless toe. So it's just a perfect little setup.
This is why the internet's so great.
Give me some comments.
Anyone notice that the wood hits his left foot, but he grabs his right foot in pain?
Yeah, it's because it's a one-take live show. No, honestly, how difficult is it to do this pantomime?
That was like one camera, the analog tape is rolling.
Because they essentially just had to do it as a stage show. And by the way, the people who were the live people in Tool Time were the live people on the whole show. So if you got...
Oh, I see. So you got
exactly.
to...
So if you got a seat at Home Improvement, you Home watched Improvement both lot. Tool Time and Home Improvement.
That's great. So did they film like all the Tool Time scenes separately, do you think?
No, I think they just like swapped the
sets
stage.
Around.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
That's great, man.
Great so yeah, you were saying you watched this...
I watched this... I remember watching it on... I think it was on Disney Channel. I've talked about it. I did well as a child. We had Sky.
No, that's fine.
We had Sky, didn't we?
You don't have to feel bad about it, you awful person.
We had Sky. So I used to watch it on there. And I remember it being at uni. I've got it for higher education.
Nice, man.
Thanks,
man. I didn't
know
that.
Cheers, bro. I was really desperate to get this on DVD, but it was dead expensive.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was really expensive.
Why were you so keen to get it on DVD?
I just wanted to watch it again, because I remember it being really funny.
It's just a warm hug, this show.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those ones, I noticed a lot of younger people, they watch Friends now all the time.
Yes, they do, but this was your friend.
This is my Friends, because I wouldn't watch Friends, I wouldn't have it on, because when I was at uni, Friends was on E4 all day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't need to have it on, because it was just on anyway.
Yeah, that wasn't the forbidden fruit.
But Home Improvement, like, it was too easily accessible, you know?
And you couldn't get this stuff on...
Home Improvement, and, you know, because I'm a fucking prick. I want it to be cooler. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to watch Friends, but I've got 90s and Home Improvement on DVD.
Genuinely, Ross, if I bought you for your birthday and you bought it for my birthday...
Home Improvement?
No, a t-shirt, Home Improvement t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'd wear it a lot.
I would wear it all the time.
And
I'm going to probably live for
some.
And
on the street, and hopefully in a mock ironic way, chest bump and go...
Ooh, too high that time.
No, I thought that was almost
Record
too good.
Record it again,
good. Tim. Thanks, one more. To infinity and beyond. Yeah, so
Would you watch it?
I remember watching it just like before other shows, but it was... No offense to Home Improvement, I did enjoy it just the way you did. It was solid stuff. But did you find, like, you and I think of ourselves as like funny guys, right?
We're funny guys.
Funny
man.
Guys. But this is the kind of show that teaches you the bread and butter, like...
This is Comedy 101. If you want to write... This, to me, is like the perfect sitcom. It's up there as a perfect sitcom. Would you see?
It doesn't pretend to be... It's meta-ish, but it doesn't try to be too clever.
So it's repetitive. It's got the same theme. It's got that...
It's all about family values.
You can dip in and out whenever you want.
It's all about mum and dad.
But the jokes are consistently good.
Yeah, I'd say.
They're the same joke over and over again. You know, like they go
more power.
Yeah, it's silly. It's funny. It's got the winks to the camera. Yeah. It's got, you know, it's got everything you want.
You're making me love it more and more.
It's honestly, it's one of my favorites. And
how have you been enjoying rewatching it now? Then
I've enjoyed it a lot. I mean, I haven't watched enough as I would like to, really, because it's one of those ones. It's not on anywhere.
No, it's not. It's a very difficult to get a hold of, even now, as you say, on DVD.
Yeah.
I was looking into the price of it, and it is
expensive.
And it's not on Amazon or Netflix streaming or anything like that.
Which is weird, isn't it?
I think somebody, like Channel 4 now, is still spinning around on Sunday mornings.
But it's not on.
Is it not at all?
No.
That's a damn shame.
You got that right. It's on Amazon. It's not.
No, it's not. It really isn't. I looked it up. I had to do some very nefarious YouTubing to watch the episodes I needed. You know that kind of thing on YouTube where they've switched it from left to right?
They've slowed it down.
You can watch it, but
sync.
It's upside down, you know, that sort of thing.
It's weird they do that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about
why they wouldn't pull
me.
It. I watch a lot of wrestling, Ali, because I'm a grown man.
Of course
and,
you are.
Yeah,
you like leotards.
And they often do that. They like slow the audio down or they change the pitch of it. so it doesn't get caught by YouTube bots, robots, I guess. Yeah. Weird.
But so, you know, you didn't watch too much of it, but tell me, out of 1,190...
I love it. I really love it. I love Home Improvement.
But the thing is, can I just say, you really hit the nail on the head, joke intended.
Power nail.
More power. Insofar as the... It didn't. I couldn't say to you, well, of course, in the fifth season, this happens.
Yeah.
Who can forget the arc of the eighth season?
Yeah.
This is the most arc-free show.
Arc-free.
It's just the kids.
They saw Noah and they shot him in the neck with a fucking nail.
That's it.
That's probably one of the levels in the game.
That is, when you have to murder all these
Nailing
animals.
Noah.
Episode. Nailing Noah. And they have no instructions.
No.
Yeah, it's just so... down the line. But at the same time, I could see why in the eighth season they said, look, we want to give you another 50 million so you can make the show. We're just going to give you 50 million, big fat check to Wilson, Wilson Jr. We're going to give this to you. And he probably went, yeah, maybe, but where's this going to go?
Mm.
Like, I'm Tim Allen. I'm not like...
Imagine doing that. It's weird that with TV. That you do... Our jobs are essentially, we do the same thing most days, don't we? We write about different things.
For sure.
You go to work every day. Making jokes about poor Al.
I know.
Having chit chat with Wilson.
Well, here's the sad thing about Tim Allen's career after that. I mean, obviously, Toy Story is humongous.
I mean, I feel sad for Tim Allen.
No, he's minted. Beyond
minted. He's absolutely had an incredible career.
But he's been in some appalling movies. There's one called Zoom, which is like a
school. What was that one he did that, like space ones as well?
Oh, Galaxy Quest is a great film. We approve of Galaxy Quest.
We do?
It's Sigourney Weaver and Alan Rickman by Grandpa's Hammer. But... a lot of his other stuff is just dross. Like the Wild Hogs, you know those movies? With
That is basically
Travolta.
Home Improvement for... But they're old dudes.
But the jokes aren't as good.
It's like Lads on Tour. If Home Improvement is Lads, Wild Hogs is Lads on Tour.
He's get the leather jacket on.
Yeah. Have you been on Tim Allen's website?
No, tell me more. What's it called? TimAllen.com?
I think so, yeah. It's incredible. It's got like journal entries in it. But
journals.
Some of them were quite out of date.
From 2001.
Or maybe it's changed now, but his old website is really good because I found it on like the Internet Archive. And it's like really quite dated. He's got like some journal entries. Last Man Standing was the name of his TV show.
That's it, Last Man Standing.
But it's literally stuff like, this is June 1st, 2011. We were approaching the first day of summer and my birthday. California weather has been on the cool side lately, but I'm sure we'll hit those typical high heats this summer. I remember summers as so bittersweet. In the middle of the memory, I was always seeing it come to an end. So difficult, even as a kid, to savor moments.
Wow.
It's on his website, Tim Allen. He's cutting deep, man.
He's quite a wistful right wing, but not right wing. He's more conservative than small C.
He loves his car. He loves his car. So there's lots of that. Move over to, there's another page, science and technology section of the timallen.com.
Science and tech.
Quantum physics.
He loves it.
Why am I interested in quantum physics? As a kid, I asked a lot of questions. Believe me, a lot. But one question turned out to be the most magical question of all. What is this table made out of? If you think the answer is wood, you'd be right.
Yeah.
But hickory. You're sorely mistaken if you think it ends there. And then he just goes on for ages about quantum physics.
I think he has the time and money to do all of this. He's actually... he's been on Ellen a few times.
He's got his own artwork as well. There's an art page.
And he still does like, oh yeah, he does draw.
Tim Allen's art. That's great.
It's pretty out there.
Art there.
It's not as good as...
Oh,
the...
and there's a forum on its page. What was that?
It's no... Idea Exchange. Tim Allen's Idea Exchange.
You can go on there. And it's like a lot of like, there's a female, there's a ladies forum, there's a male forum.
There's a ladies forum.
Yeah, it's great.
Ah, Tim. God bless you. But yeah. Out of 1,990, what would you give in the cold light of the 21st century day?
I'm going to give it 1,000.
You're going to go high, I think.
800.
There it is.
And 50.
Wow. You know what?
Bing.
We've never done this before. Bing, bing, bing. I'm going to go for... Bing, bing. Could you set up the theme tune again? Because I want to hear it. Bing, I'm going to go for 1,000.
Hold on, wait, because I've got to get the...
I'd forgotten how much the jazz flute was in there.
It's great as well. Like, the jazz flute's ruined a bit by Anchorman.
Yeah, a little bit. And there's also some sax, a guan.
It's got everything.
It's got the lot.
It's got all that, and it's... No kick drum. That's a kick. That's supposed to be a bass drum. You know, you kick a drum, it goes doof. What drum sounds like that? All right. You ready? Hold on, here we go.
I want to know. I would read an interview with the guy who wrote the song.
Let's find him.
Let's find him. I'm going to give this. If you give me 1,150.
Go on.
I'm going to give my review score as 1,800.
That guitar is off.
And 50.
Yeah, same score. Same score, bro. I just want to listen to this again because it's so good.
You persuaded it. Go on. You persuaded me more that I liked it more.
I sold it well, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
So good. I think that might be one of the best intros. Listeners out there, can you think of a better intro than Home Improvement?
Tell us a great 1990s
It's got a catchphrase in the theme tune.
What? The
Well, the you know, it's not a catchphrase. It's like a catch sound.
You're right. Catch sound.
It's the hook. That's in there. What other... Apart from maybe Frasier.
Where
the theme tune is Frasier. Quintessentially Frasier.
Yeah, but Frasier's weird because that was at the end of the show.
Yeah. But it's all... we'll talk about it when we do Frasier.
We will. God, that'll be a long episode.
That's a lot of episodes to cover.
Tell me... Yeah, guys, just do email in or tweet in at 99's Podcast.
Surprisingly...
With your favourite 99's theme tunes.
Because no one knows what the fuck single that was. No one's entered the competition. One guy. I think there was one dude that entered it, so he's going to win it.
Good for him. I looked at the book that you tweeted
about. It's a fucking great book.
It looks like a great little book.
It's from the thrift store section, and it's like it's got all this weird thing, and it's written by two different people
because they had to show the man's side and the lady's
side. But
it's something Tim Allen would appreciate. You know what, like, for the rest of the week my girlfriend's gonna be so pissed off with me because I keep going,
why? Yeah, I think, I mean,
could you at one of your next gigs for Jimmy cover that? Cover that.
We'd probably come on to it. We could come on to the Home Improvement thing.
That
tune.
Is unbelievably the
That'd
best
idea. That'd be great. That tops the list. Happen. For the next Jimmy show, we'll come on to the Home Improvement thing.
Band meeting. Ross present.
There's a
Tim
shout
Allen
out to Kindred like me. She wants us to go to some like 90s quiz night.
Where is it?
In London.
Oh, we live there.
28th of June. And it's like a 90s quiz show.
It might happen.
Shall we go to it?
I think
Shall we have a 1990s problems quiz team? Any listeners that want to come will be there.
I think we can
hang out with
our Home Improvement
t-shirts. Favorite idols.
Or, of course...
favorite idols.
Oh, Billy Idol.
Billy Idol.
I'll come in my 1990s problems podcast t-shirt.
You have a t-shirt printed.
We're going to have to make that happen.
Shout out to Louise Birmingham. She listens to our podcast on like some fucking crazy Sony MP3 player.
Good for her.
Good for her. Listen, we wish you a lot of luck because we do all their proprietary MP3 products. And that's it, really. Other shout outs. Keenan was on an episode of WTF with Mark Maron. Did
is
you
that
see
true?
That? Yeah.
What did he talk about?
Apparently, at @mild_concern, he was like, oh, about, he made a brief reference to guys that he keeps popping up.
Yeah, I bet he does.
What's that mean?
Because he's always like, hey, could you get me a job? Could you?
Yeah. Oh, hey, guys.
Could I get a job? And some Kool-Aid, orange soda. Anyway, guys, thanks for playing.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for being alive.
If you still want to win, singled out the thing. Just, I don't know. Just fucking say hello or something.
We love you.
All we wanted was you to say, like, if you were on a, imagine you were on a 90s dating show. What would your special talent be?
Yeah, mine would be assembling power tools.
If you want to, yeah. If you want to assemble, yeah. This is it. Let us know, and we'll.
So don't get kicked in the neck anytime soon.
Don't get kicked in the neck.
Stay witchy,
bitches.
And just remember that it's okay to be a man.
It is all right, man. Don't worry about it. But we'll probably do some more, like, we'll get some guests on again, shall we?
We will, yeah.
Let's
do that,
man. Why
don't we bring back that QI bloke?
No, let's not do that. That was, like, successful. Why would we want to do that? Let's get him on, because I bet he likes, Dan would probably like Home Improvement.
I bet he would.
But there's some other people we want to get on.
Others?
Yeah.
I've heard
of
them.
I might have somebody coming on that was actually on fucking Grange Hill.
Shut your mouth.
We might do a Grange Hill episode with somebody who was on Grange Hill.
All right, let's make it happen.
That's a tease.
It really is.
But we might be at that quiz show on the 29th of June. If if you want to come and if you listen in London, which I imagine everyone is because you all just listen because Ali told you to.
Of course, all my friends are in London.
You're so, such a London idol.
It'll be on our Twitter page. This
we'll retweet it. Let's hang out at fucking quiz night, man.
I love it. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Love and snugs.
Love you.
Stay witchy.
Stay witchy.
Bitches. Boom, boom, boom.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.